so to have them here as our special guests at Highland Hills. And it's always been a delight also to interview these missionaries. We've just spent about an hour with Tim down before us, and we're down in the conference room, and the missions committee had a chance to get a sense of his heart, and perhaps you got a sense of ours as well. But we are so very pleased. We want to pray for Tammy while they are separated. We want to pray that Tim behaves himself and that he has a wonderful time visiting supporters and friends and family and doing some ministry work back here as well. It's just a great privilege to welcome Tim Geisbeck to our pulpit. Tim, come and share your heart with us. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Thank you very much. If I stand over here?
Yeah, that's
fine. Okay, all right. Good evening, everyone. I'm not, like, used to such massive crowds, right? So let me just do this. The picture Bible, when you said turn to the Bible, I left mine in the car, so I pulled this guy out, and I said, things have really changed here. But we have Bibles like this in Nigeria, so every year at the end of the year, Tammy buys a children's Bible for her students. Many of her students are not Christians, and so, you know, they go around. So, cool Bible. And then let me just take this out. This is my introduction. We thank Adam for the color version of this. It's really good to be here. Like I told the committee, when I come back here, I feel like at home. I'm at home. I know many of you. That was kind of scary because, like, they knew me, you know, but we made it through. So it was good. I appreciated the sermon this morning in terms of stewardship, because what you give, and I'm not talking about me, but there is a spiritual impact, right? And it's not only in our communities and our families, but it's around the world. And so when you are giving and praying and encouraging, and some of you do that, that is going around the world, and you can't see it, right? And so it's like those of us who come back, who can tell you? I just was at a church 2 weeks ago. I gave them, $30 for some benches for people to sit down, and I told them it was from a church in the U.S., right? So it's not me, right? If it wasn't for people like you praying and giving, I'm not there. Right, so we're all in this together. Tammy sent her greetings. I talked to her today. Let me see, if I called her right now, it would be 12:30 in tomorrow, so I'm not going to do that. But she sends her greetings and wishes she was here, and hopefully next year we'll both show up. I didn't plan on coming this year, and I couldn't come this year because I just got my visa 2 weeks ago, so, like, I wasn't going anywhere. But Jamie's birthday was coming up, and when I came last, I haven't been here since for 2 years and 3 months, okay? It's not like the good old days where you were gone for 4 years, right? Some of us remember that. But I was here last summer because my mother passed away, and then Pastor and some other people went to the funeral. I got to the Michigan, you know, welcome to Michigan. Here's a free COVID test. Bruce, good to see you. Good evening. And like I told the committee, I thought the cross is for Jesus, but no, here it's you're positive for COVID, right? So I went to the funeral home at Cook's, gave some stuff, and went back. So I missed all of that. I didn't come to church. Didn't see any family. So it's been a while since I've been here. Happy birthday, Jamie, if you're here somewhere. There you are. I'm a month late, but the ticket prices dropped a quarter after October 1st, so you can shoot me afterwards. But it's good to spend some time with our family as much as we can, and thank you for this opportunity. Tonight, I'm just going to quickly go through way too many pictures, and I'm going to probably get about halfway done, okay? And I see there's a clock there. I'll start off with just a little bit of context. We went back to Nigeria in August of 2021. And so I'll kind of start there because I thought, when was I here last, right? And you get letters and you read them, but it's actually good for me to actually kind of see what happened for 2 years. So I want to kind of build a little bit of context of some things that we do, places that we go, and hopefully get into some of the ministry. One thing that happens is for all of us, we do something, right? Whatever it is, we do things. But God has his way of leading you to different tracks, right? And so we found, whether it's research or teaching, God has led us in ways that we would never dream. And we thank God for that. And we thank you for the prayers in that process. I'm going to stand here. So if you really want to, if you can't see, come up and get this baby. And you could try that. So let me stand on this side here so I can see what you can see. And I'm glad you didn't turn this on when I was singing, because that would have not been good. So you've all seen this, West Africa, Nigeria on the right, Liberia on the left. I grew up in Liberia, Jamie grew up in Liberia, and so I usually go there once a year to teach. So I've just bought a ticket to go to Liberia next month, and then, God willing, Tammy will join me in December for her break if she gets her a new passport and a visa. So if you want to pray about something, pray that she gets a passport and a visa. So that's kind of where we are. We are 6,000 miles away from you. Google it, right? So it was fun to do that. And then this is us. This is us when we went to Nigeria back in 1992, 31 years ago. And you can see our kids there. And then you could see Jamie and Becca and others who I should know who went back to Nigeria for a spiritual life conference. They worked with the kids. They did kids ministry while the adults were doing spiritual life. So I wasn't there, but it was really great that they could go. This is where we live. This is where it was in Miango. Can I do a pointer? Oh, I can. This is Kent Academy. And this is a track, and I'll come back to you later. I'll come back later on this. We do video calls, so Jamie's really good about, hey, how are the kids doing? And Tammy knows how to use her phone, so we can actually, you know, talk to the kids every once in a while and keep up to date on what's going on. We are with SIM. It's an interdenominational mission. We are not the first SIM missionaries that this church has supported. Highland Hill supported SIM missionaries back in the 1950s, the Dr. Long. But there's about 80 SIM missionaries, and then you have staff there. And if you can look real hard, I'm right there. Somebody saw me, right? I'm the guy with the black cap, so everybody knows who I am. But that's who we are as a group. We get together a couple times a month just to share and eat and pray. And then this is another informal setting. So we have most of the missionaries are from Australia, New Zealand, the UK. There's a few Americans from the US that are sprinkled in there as well. This is what I'm going to try to cover in a few minutes. Our return 2 years ago, a lady named Elizabeth Solomon and her situation, our life. Tammy teaches first grade at Hillcrest School in Jos. And then I lecture at seminaries part-time in Jos in Nigeria and Liberia. And I don't think I'll get to the research part, but I'm involved in two different research projects. So just to give you the bullet point version of this. When we got back to Nigeria in August of 21, there were two massacres of about 2,000 people. Right away, if I can give some background, then you get a sense of how we're living and what we're doing. And so they had curfew, 24-hour curfews, and we just didn't go anywhere for a while. And that was related to things that happened about 8 miles away. Jos is about 14 miles from Miango, where we go, where Jamie and Becca were. And so this was kind of halfway between Jos and Miango. Akas is wearing a Michigan State cap. How many Spartans do we have? One, two of us. Highland Hills loves us Spartans, right? Because I know that there's a lot of Michigan fans here, but I'm a Michigan football fan, so, you know, life is complicated. But I went to Michigan State. Anyway, so this is Akas wearing a hat. And several people were killed in this community. This was this house. So what they did is would they come in and they would get all the furniture and all the wood that they would could, and then they would burn the house down, right? So that's what happened here. They really destroyed that thing. And then we went to visit a friend from Jebu to Pachidu. This is about 2 weeks after it happened, right? So you can see this guy trying to mend his roof. And then we went down we went through an area where there was a creek, and then we went up to his house. You can see the corn growing on the left and the right-hand side. And this is the man who I had interviewed in 1992 when we lived there. And the only reason why I knew him is because of our history work in 92. And there's Ibrahim. And then in 2021, 29 years later, we went back to visit him. He took us into his house, and he said, praise God, they tried to burn the house down, but the flames would not go high enough. So he was rejoicing that the whole house wasn't destroyed. But as you go through some of the other rooms, you can see where they really gutted the house. Okay, so that's Ibrahim. He took us to the church that he pastors in. And then what he does is, because there was so much insecurity in the area, he would work on the farm in the day and then go into this room and lock himself in this room overnight and go farming. So this church had no benches. It was people sitting on the floor. He was a farmer, but alas, okay, this was April of 2022. He was killed, okay? They found him. He went out to farm in the morning. He ran from one end of the church that you just saw through the door to the other one, and they kind of sprayed him about 100 yards away. And so it was just like, it was pretty shocking. It's not uncommon. It's not surprising, right? It happens. But it was the first person I knew who had been killed in this situation. That's his grave there. And then what we did was, I didn't know his wife. I didn't know his family. And so we met his wife, Larba. This is a picture that I gave to her from the farming. And this was his daughter, Elizabeth, and their son, Praise. Elizabeth's husband was in the Nigerian army, and Boko Haram had killed him 4 years ago, right? So a lot of tragedy. And then another brother was killed like 6 years ago. And so this is, you just kind of imagine the trauma, right? And so we thought, God led us to Ibrahim. He led us to his wife. He led us to his daughter, right? And so it's just one of these ways where it started with a history project, and we're all humans. And so we befriended the family. We take things there for his birthday. The little guy's name is Praise. You can see the wedding picture here up in the corner. And then this calendar is kind of fitting. No weapons formed against me and my family shall prosper. And then what they did was, there's a ministry that SIM has for widows. And so they have 2-year terms where they teach widows how to sew. And so she went through the program. This is a picture that I took a couple of weeks ago of the widows, and everybody has a story. And then Elizabeth graduated from the program. You can see her here. And so she got a sewing machine, and there it is, and she's sewing a bag. And there's Praise, and then, so there's a bag. Did anybody bring the bags? Could you come on up here while I talk? So this is an example of the many kinds of bags that they sew. Tammy has one and lives by one, okay? And so it's like, could you model this for us? Okay, this one has a couple straps, right? So go for that. You can do that. You can tell I'm never going to get through this tonight, but this is really important. Okay? And you can see these things here. And so I'm not a girl, right? So I don't think I'd do this, but anyways, you get the point. So they get all this different lapa material and they do this. And so we told her, we said, we're going to go back to the States. I have friends. I have friends who want cool bags, right? Some of you do. Okay. So I want a real smart person who knows how to count to figure out how many bags that we want Elizabeth to make for you guys. Okay? Who can do that? Who can count around here? Okay. So go find Nora and go find Nora and go find Abby, and you tell me we want Elizabeth to make a 50 bags, 70 bags, 100 or whatever it is, right? And then when we show up next year, God willing, we'll bring the bags back. Are you with me on that? For me, it's a win-win, right? We're trying to bring you into our life a little bit, and then this is a blessing, right? Because she has work. So anyways, thank you very much. You have done a fine job. Okay, let me just, I will stop soon so that you can ask a couple questions. So what she does is, people have multiple jobs. So she does sewing. She has a little market that can't have more than $20 of materials in the market. And then she bought a grinding machine where she's grinding dried corn. And then here is a bucket of tomatoes, pepper, onion. And then she's making a drink. So she gets paid, you know, for that. People bring it in, and then she grinds it, and they pay her. And then this is Tammy in the background, but they have rabbits and chickens. So she's doing four or five things to try to make it, right? And the only reason why we know about this is because of meeting Ibrahim 31 years ago, right? And so God has his ways. Daily life in Nigeria, this is going to be very fast, okay? And I'm not going to get to most of the other stuff. If Jamie was there with me, this would be National Geographic stuff. But it's just Tim stuff. Okay. Tammy visiting with some friends, taking some of our friends out for pizza and ice cream. So come, we'll take you to pizza. The name of the place is Pizza and Ice Cream. And then this is like Southern fried chicken, okay? So, and finding graves of missionaries who died 70 or 80 years ago, riding in these KKs, the three-wheelers, common form of transportation, public transportation for us. I can get anywhere in the city for a dollar, okay? And this is what it looks like when you're sitting in the back seat looking in the front. I'm going to weddings, going to funerals. And this is a lady who Jamie would remember who took care of us and took, you know, watched the kids a little bit and did some cooking, and then she passed away earlier this year. Pierce, what's his name? Brosnan in Arabic, right? Smart guy. And watching TV, Indian shows are real popular there. Z World, Twist of Fate. Google it, it's probably out there somewhere. Going visiting churches with other friends. This is a huge cathedral in the capital city of Abuja. Visiting friends, he just passed away this year, so we went to visit his wife, and my law is if I take your picture, I'll bring it back to you, right? And so we've given away hundreds of photographs, and people really appreciate it. Learning how to do pottery, that's not me down there, she's from Texas. This is me right here. I finally found a hat, so they did different kinds of pottery. We live on a compound, so there are many people. We get together sometime. This is Tammy. Where are we? Okay. Oh, I missed a couple. When we went back, she normally teaches first grade, so it could be anywhere from 8 to 18 kids. It just depends on the year. And so this is the campus where she teaches. And I'm not going to explain these, but you can just see they're mostly Nigerian kids. She's from New Zealand. Probably three-quarters of the kids are Christians, but many of them aren't. This is her Confident Combos of last year, first and second grade, wide range. So that was like, anyway, she's glad she's not doing that again. But it was a hard class, but she loves the kids, and it went well. They go to a library way in the corner, so I thought, let me see how many kids we can get in one line there. This is her teaching her first and second grade class. And then this is this year, the Fabulous Firsties. So she has like 15, as of tomorrow she'll have 15. And she loves me, right? So put the shirt on. I didn't even plan that. It just happened. But she just, if you're a teacher, you get it, right? You're never done, right? It's just like, it's always. Field day, birthdays, kids just playing on the sidewalk and swinging. We can buy roasted meat on the campus there. Calvin University's new president went to Hillcrest. And so actually, Garba is reading, this is the family, and so he's reading about people who we grew up with. We all know Weeba Bohr from like forever now. He's the president, and look at where we are. I'm standing here speaking at Highland Hills. He's not coming here, right? Give me about three more minutes. I teach MA level students at a seminary in Nigeria and a seminary in Liberia. I'm just going to quickly go through these so you can kind of get a sense of where it's at, the chapel. I teach church history. Some of the students, we have some really good students who are going to do very well, right, in terms of leadership. And then this is just kind of some of the topics: culture and Christianity, persecution and martyrdom, leadership issues, Pentecostalism, prosperity gospel, health, how to deal with outcasts, suffering, discrimination, biblical theology of self-defense, Islam, heresy, politics. So these are some of the kinds of things that we talk about in class. And then I mentor students. This is Longji preaching a sermon. He got married. I meet with students once a week and just on their MA theses or just whatever's going on in life. Just, you know, I'm a human being too, right? So it's a good thing. And then next spring I'll teach history of Christianity in Africa. So I've been going to lots of different churches. This one, no shoes, incense, lay on the floor and pray. I thought I was like in heaven and reading the book of Revelation. So it was very different for me, right? But they were very welcoming. And the more I learned, the more useful I am. That's just inside of the church, some other, some Pentecostal churches. And then the seminary in Liberia is 1,448.04 miles from Jos, to where we live, to the capital city of Abuja. You do that by car, you fly to Abidjan, and then you go to Liberia, right? So that's kind of our sphere of work. I stay with a Liberian pastor, so they have devotions every night, and whoever's there, they have devotions. We have devotions together. I taught Introduction to Islam. The students didn't know anything about Islam. You know how when you were kids, you did Bible drills with the Bible? We did Quran drills, right, just to get them, so they're all raising Qurans, so just to get them used to it a little bit. Found a Tigers fan. So that's the class, History of Christianity in Africa, Liberia, last year. And then, God willing, in December, I'll go back and teach this class. No photographs for that. I'm going to stop right there just because of time. But let me just say one thing. With the research, the people who live in Miango, where Jamie and Becca went, where I showed you where they killed some people, right? Those are the Irigwe people, IRIGW predominantly. So I've done a lot of trekking. We started the project like 30 years ago. And I'll show you one picture. And so God has used that to get me into churches. 2 weeks ago today, I was in a church that's in the slide, but I'll bypass it. I might find it. I was in a church that no roof. It's probably the size of this, right? But their church had been destroyed 2 years ago in the same August 21 crisis. The church had been burned down. 19 people were killed at one night. And they tried to raise the church again. It was very small, but then the rains just destroyed the church. So they, by faith, they started to build a church, and it's all self-funding. There's no funding from anywhere else. They got the walls up, okay, and they need the roof, and they took the old stone from the original church and laid it on the ground, right, as kind of a base flooring. So it was just really good to see how God was working in that community. And the other one is the founding of SIM. I've been working on this for a long time. I used to work in the archives of SIM. And so because I have been working on the history of how SIM, or the old Sudan Interior Mission, went from here to here to here to here in Lagos, I have an open door to leaders of non-Christian communities, some of the most powerful in the country, because of these guys, right? So I actually have, I'm not anybody, but these guys are the ones who actually went to these towns. And so I've been able to we published Walter Gowan's diary a couple of years ago. And so you're putting the gospel witness of what missions did in the hands of people who are not Christians, and they appreciate it because it's part of their history. But you're also giving the gospel out at the same time. None of the other missionaries could do that because they don't do history, right? So history actually can be practically used. Let me just go to this one church here, working in the archives. If you like research, pray for me. I've got thousands of pages to wade through to write some books. This is three more pictures, and then I'll go to the last one. This is like myself and Amos and Zamfara 31 years ago and 30 pounds lighter than we are today, right? And so this is where the History Project there started, and there we are now, right? So like 31 years later. And then let me go to the church. Okay. So a lot of these, there's a church there, and I think the church that was destroyed, so you can see from the outside, these guys are standing where the church was destroyed. And then now, because of insecurity, they actually have guys around the area who are lookouts during the church service. And we have not had problems in that area for 10 or 11 months. So when I was there 2 weeks ago on Sunday, 2 days later, somebody was killed nearby, right? So it'd be like if you had some kind of like really tragic things happening in your community, and then it went away for a few years, like kidnappings, and then it started again. The whole community is traumatized. And so as of last night, there have not been any more problems, but one person was killed here. Three other people were killed there. My African friends freely show pictures of people who have been killed, right? So if you want to see some of that, you can come see me afterwards. I'm not going to put it here. Anyway, so just pray for the church, pray for us as we continue to interact with leaders, right? How can we be helpful? These benches here. In the previous picture, there were some people here, there were some chairs there, and there's no roof, there's no doors, there's no windows. So I've been to several churches, and these are the kinds of things they need, right? It could be roofs or seats, windows, doors, musical instruments. And so to this church, I said, I'm giving you $30 to buy some kind of like planks that you can sit on. And so like $30 is not a lot of money, right? But now after the security problems, they're going to use the $30 for something else. But then I told them it's from a church in the U.S. I didn't say Highland Hills Baptist Church, right? But just to give them the idea that they're not in this alone, right? I'm not there alone. There are people behind me and Tammy and the missionaries from this church praying for them and caring about them and loving them, and just to let them know that I'm just the messenger, right? You know, it's you guys and others who are the ones who are behind us, allowing us to be there. So that's the name of that church. And it was, I had taken this picture a couple of weeks earlier. I'm going to go through the rest. Not yet, sorry. Just one picture, right? Oh, this is a picture, if you go into one of the really important emirates, before you meet the emir, the king, in the palace room, you go into a really nice sitting room, right? So these people are not Christians. And in this particular place, we've gotten to meet the emir. When you walk into the room, there's the gospel right there, right? The missionaries who are right there, right? And so that's part of their history, right? And so I didn't make them do it, right? They did that, and it's very cool for them as well. Prayer points, to continue to do research. I didn't talk about the publication of the local Iroquois language, a new version of the New Testament. Pray for us as we continue to teach at Hillcrest, Tammy at Hillcrest and the seminaries in Joss and Monrovia. I really do try to study Hausa when I can. Pray for me as I travel this month. Starting next Saturday, it's Iowa, Minnesota. It's too cold to be there in November. And then back down to Indiana, Ohio, before I go back. So hopefully by the 20th, I'll be back in South Carolina. And then I leave on November 1st to go back to Nigeria. So that's kind of their crazy schedule. But it's really good to be here, right? So, and then remaining travel here, peace and security in Nigeria for the whole country, for us as we travel. You could add Liberia has elections next week on the 10th. So you could kind of just throw that in there, that it would be peaceful, that it would be transparent, and that would, whatever happens, that God would work his way through the church and through Christians, and that we would, regardless of what happens, that we as the Christian community would remain faithful to him. Folks, I am way done, like at 7 o'clock, right? But let me take the liberty. Are there any questions? I've already told you everything I know, right? So I'm sorry I kind of missed some of the teaching things, but are there any questions that any of you have? Going once? Yes.
Talk about your sandals.
Oh, I didn't get to that. I did, but I went by it. So what are these?
Sandals,
right? What? Burkers. They could be. I could pay $130 for these, right? But we have people there who can make stuff for almost nothing. Right? It's just shocking what they can do. So these were made for about like $15 or $16. So the last time I went to Nigeria last year, I took 5 pair of shoes to get fixed, right? For almost, $4 or $5, right? You would pay crazy sums or you wouldn't even do it here. And so Nick has a pair of shoes I'm taking back to Africa, right? Right? I'm telling him the story. People are industrious. They work hard. So he's going to test them. I'm going to tell my friend John. I say this guy, he's good. He's going to, we're going to grade you, right? So people are hardworking, and I just kind of skipped over that in the slide. Thanks for asking. Bruce, did you? Yes. No, he's an American who grew up. His parents were Christian Reformed missionaries, so he they call him the White Nigerian, right? I mean, he grew up there. He went to Hillcrest for 12 years. He knows everybody and their cousin, and Weba Bor, and so they were. I don't know what the deal is at Calvin. Some of us went to Calvin, right? A couple of us did. So he became president about a year ago. So he went to Yale. He has a PhD in African history at Yale. But he's more of an administrator, so he gets the academic side, he gets the Christian side, he gets the administrative side, so it's a good, hopefully it's a good mix for them. Anything else? Okay, I'm not running away after this, so if you want to find me, if you have any questions, please find me. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time and your prayers and your love, and we'll be, I'm in and out this week, and like I said, on Saturday, I'm headed off. I'm going out west. To me, Iowa is out west. So thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate it.